from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Monday, May 18th, 2026. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. Two students at Miami University in Southwest Ohio are facing charges after a month-long drug trafficking investigation. ONN's Amy Steigerwald has details.
This came just days before graduation. Law enforcement canines alerted a suspicious package being shipped through the mail 2 weeks ago. Inside was cocaine, scales, and bags used in drug distribution. Law enforcement allowed the package to be shipped so that officers could search the home where the package was going to. Officers say the two students had multiple messages connecting them to drug sales. They were arrested last week.
A teacher in the central Ohio city of Newark has been cleared in connection with an online child exploitation investigation that led police to Minnesota. ONN's Ava Hedges in Columbus reports.
Newark police say the case began in April after a child reported receiving sexually explicit material through Snapchat. The child believed the account belonged to a local teacher, but that person was cleared after investigators determined someone else was using the educator's identity online. Detectives say they found the potential sender all the way in St. Paul Park, Minnesota, after search warrant led evidence connected to the case. The name of the potential sender has not been released. St. Paul police tells 10TV that charges could be filed there once the investigation is over.
Toledo police had to shoot a suspect in a residential neighborhood. Here's ONN's Tatiana Cash.
At 10:30 a.m. yesterday morning is when a call went out to Toledo Police Department about a man loading his shotgun and making threats to kill multiple people. So when Toledo police arrived on scene there, they found a 44-year-old Brandon Petchett, who was armed with a shotgun, and they told him to drop the weapon. Petchett did not follow instructions, and according to officers, they then shot him. He was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and since was put into custody.
Cleveland City Council is requesting an investigation following claims a Cleveland fire cadet died because of hazing. ONN's Danielle Wiggins has more.
The family of Simeon Williams filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the city and a fire lieutenant, claiming the 39-year-old was targeted because of his age and race. He died in May of 2025. Council President Blaine Griffin and Councilman Mike Polensic released a statement saying in part, quote, "The allegations of racist hazing are disturbing. We demand a full, transparent investigation to learn the exact details of the circumstances leading to this tragedy," end quote.
In central Ohio, despite a huge budget deficit, the Columbus City School District is proceeding with plans to spend millions on school infrastructure projects this summer. ONN's Kristen McFarland has the story.
Columbus City Schools says it will invest more than $60 million into neighborhood schools this summer, including renovations at Salem Elementary, as well as roof repairs, classroom renovations, athletic facility improvements, and energy-efficient upgrades. This comes as the district works to close a $50 million budget shortfall, with the Board of Education approving staff reductions, school closure, and reduced busing for some students at meetings in December and January. Even with those cuts, the district said in February that it is projected to run out of money by 2030.
A Northeast Ohio festival had to be shut down by police. ONN's Dave Chadowski reports with Wayne Wong, one of the festival's organizers.
The Cleveland Asian Festival, where Cleveland police were forced to shut it down early because of overcrowding. It was a record turnout at the 17th annual event with tens of thousands of people showing up. Organizers say, unfortunately, they became a victim of their own success.
Of course, it's a huge disappointment, not just for us as the organizers, but on behalf of the vendors that spent a lot of their resources and time to be here, and also for all of our performers that have been practicing for months.
And the Ohio State Highway Patrol is reaching new heights, literally, when it comes to catching traffic violators. More from ONN's Jeff Smith.
Troopers say a new semi will give them a higher view of traffic and make it easier to spot speeding, distracted driving, and drivers who are following too closely. One trooper rides in the cab watching for the violations and then radios ahead to a fellow trooper waiting to make the stop. State leaders say the push comes as more than 20 construction projects are underway across the Ohio Turnpike this season.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WTOL in Toledo, WKYC in Cleveland, and WBNS in Columbus, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett. on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.